بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were still discussing the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to stay awake for the major part of the night and be making the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, and that is being thankful to Allah for all the great favors of Allah ta'ala upon him. And in this relevance with this chapter, that we should make mujahada, we should strive, which means striving in our ibadat. We shouldn't be content just with the basics, just doing our faradh, our basic namazes, but that we should strive and do much more than that. And after all, Allah's favors are so much upon us. Allah doesn't just give us the basics in our housing, shelter, in our clothing, in our food, but so much of extras we have got. So in the ibadat of Allah also, we shouldn't just be content with the basics, but we should also accordingly strive and make Allah's ibadat much, much more. The point also came that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that all your sins are forgiven. That point was also discussed, that the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are completely free from all types of sin. Then what does this refer to? It refers to understand it, on one occasion, a person had spent 40 days in Jamaat and he came back to the Markaz. Maulana Yusuf Kandevi Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Amir at that time, asked him, "Have you learned the 6 points?" So very happily, gleefully, he said, "Alhamdulillah, I've learned the 6 points." Maulana said, "My whole life has been spent here in the Markaz. I haven't still learned the first point also." So according to that level, he was speaking. And this person was speaking according to his level. Similarly, we find in the writings of great ulama, they write according to their level. We are at a very low level. We don't understand, and then we have objections all the time at their level of writing, where they can't understand that we are even Muslims because they are at that level and we are at our level. So always this disparity remains, that those who are at a higher level, they speak according to that position of theirs, and those who are at the level, lower level, they understand according to that. Consequently, there is a beautiful saying in Arabic, "Inna hasanat al-abrar sayyat al-muqarrabin," that the good deeds of the abrar, the very, very pious people who are the abrar, more higher than them are the muqarrabin, those who are very close to Allah Ta'ala. So the good deeds of the abrar are regarded as the sins of the muqarrabin. Those that it's not expected from them. And we also speak to somebody, will say, "This is not expected from you. Somebody else can do this, but from you it's not expected." So according to the position of a person. So the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were of the highest position. So they measure themselves according to that. And therefore they feel guilty also that we cannot fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Consequently, we see on the day of Qiyamah, when people will want the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam to intercede for them, they will go to Adam alayhi salam, to Nuh alayhi salam, to all the great, great Anbiya, but all will say that we are not fit for that position. We have done this wrong, we did that wrong, though it wasn't wrong at all. But they will feel like that. So though they are the great Anbiya, but they will feel that they are not fit for that position. So like that, in all matters, the people of the higher position, they are at that level, and they are also tested according to that. Just like a person who is, for example, in matric, won't be given a grade 1 paper. He will be tested according to that level. And a grade 1 child won't be given a matric paper to answer. He will be tested according to his level. So all of us, we will be tested according to our level, but we should endeavor to go higher all the time. It is narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would experience tremendous peace, contentment and joy in salah. When a person reaches that level, then for us today, namaz is like at the lowest, it's a duty. Otherwise, we take it like a burden coming for namaz. But these people regard it as a great joy, and they look very much forward for their namaz. Just a little understanding of that. At one time, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali was a very great senior Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, had invited Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali to his town Jalandhar for programs, bayans, etc. This was before the partition of India and Pakistan. And he came and fetched Maulana to take him to his place. Those days it was mostly travelled by train. So they travelled in a long journey. And the trains, long journey, they changed the engine also after a certain number of hours, kilometers, so that engine can cool down, and they put another engine. So at such a station, it was Fajr time also, and it would take some time for them to change the engine. In the meantime, then they decided to make their Fajr namaz, as it was Fajr, off on the platform. It was a Friday morning, and Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was told to make the imamat, and he read with great itminan Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar, Halata Al Insan. So, and he took his time, and he should read in that way. In the meantime, that engine was changed. They blew the whistle. The conductor came right by them. He blew the whistle and he announced the train is going to move now. There were those who were with them making namaz. They left, broke their namaz, and they went and sat on the train. And that was permissible. Their goods were also on the train. And Maulana was left with only Maulana Khair Muhammad and perhaps one, two persons. The train in the meantime moved away. It went away. After namaz, Maulana Khair Muhammad told Maulana Madani that at such a time it is permissible to read short surahs. Maulana said, I also know the masala, and I also know it's permissible to even break your namaz at such a time, and we should go. But he said, Wallah, I did not hear anything whatsoever. Neither did I hear the whistle, neither did I hear the conductor announcing. I didn't know anything. That was their level. So much of engrossment in namaz. And unfortunately, our condition is, forget any turbulence around us. With no turbulence, we are in turbulence in our mind all the time. We are thinking of this part of the world, that part of this and that, those things. If our mind is not anywhere, it's not in namaz, though we are supposed to be in namaz. And our mind is everywhere else in namaz. So we cannot even imagine or dream to understand the position of this people at what level they are. So consequently, their writings, their work, their words, their advisors also is very difficult for us. We regard them as mad people. We regard them as these people are out of the world. And we say that these people, they don't know what's happening. Whereas they are the people who have found reality and they know what is happening, we are a lost case. It is like some people passing some drug addicts, and those people are high in their drugs. And you will make a joke out of the sober people. They say, these people, look at them, they so like sober, they don't know what's happening. But the reality is the opposite. The drug addicts, they don't know what is happening. They are lost case completely. And they regard the people who are sober and sane, they regard them as insane, and they regard them as though they are mad, they don't know what is happening. So it is to find this reality and find the love of Allah and the closeness of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not tire from the worship of Allah, although his external body bore the effects of exertion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all righteous people, they will make ibadat and they wish we can make even more. We hardly start and then we have to sleep already. Now we have to eat, just like if we just had breakfast at home and we are just going, for example, till the airport. As soon as we sit in the car, already the snacks come out. We just ate breakfast, finish, and we start with our snacks again. This is our life, just of eating and drinking. And these people, they ibadat. No matter how much ibadat they make, they don't get tired. They enjoy it and they want to do more. For that, we also have to exert ourselves. We make a starting point and Allah's help comes to us. And we can also achieve great heights, whatever Allah has fixed for us. But at least we make a start. That man taqarraba ilayya shibran, taqarrabtu ilayhi dhira'a. We at least go a handspan to Allah Ta'ala. We make a move towards Allah. Then Allah comes to us much more. Just like a little child, it can't walk. But the father holds the hand and the child makes like it's walking. The child thinks I'm walking, but the child doesn't know how to walk. Just like that, we just try and Allah will make us walk, run and jump towards Him. But we must take the initiative and move towards Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.